Earth and Sky.
It's a very exciting time in astronomy right now because we do have these big unknown questions about both dark energy and dark matter. Yet at the same time, we now have these experiments that we're able to build largely because of the technology that's available to us today, where we think we might be able to get answers to those questions.
You're listening to astrophysicist David Schlegel, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Schlegel is principal investigator of the Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey, also called BOSS. It's a new ground telescope that'll map millions of galaxies over the next 5 years. The project's aim is to reveal the large-scale structure of the universe and gather evidence of as yet unseen dark matter and dark energy thought to make up 96% of the entire universe. Dr. Schlegel spoke about this project with EarthSky's Jorge Salazar.
I understand that your laboratory is studying dark energy. What is dark energy, and how are scientists investigating it with this new project called BOSS, the Baryonic Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey?
Right. So dark energy is really a term that's been made up for something that we don't understand at all. So it's really a placeholder for something that's been observed experimentally, which is the fact that the universe is accelerating today, which is actually, it's much odder than you'd think it would be. So it's really as if Newton took the apple, threw it up in the air, you expect it to fall back in your hand, but then all of a sudden it just accelerates out to infinity. That sounds odd, but that's exactly what the universe appears to be doing. So the universe was formed with the Big Bang 13.7 billion years ago, and we know that number precisely now. It slowed down for the first 7 billion years or so, and that was just due to the force of gravity attracting everything to everything else in the universe. But then about 7 billion years ago, it appears that something funny happened, which was rather than slowing down more and more, all of a sudden it started speeding up. Now it's been confirmed by different data sets, and so we know that's happening, and we don't know exactly why that's happening. And so the term that's been applied to the force responsible for that is dark energy.
And I guess it's dark because we can't see it through a telescope or something like that, right? Or
at least to date. So the only evidence that we have that something funny is happening is this effect that the universe is accelerating. A lot of what we do in science is you look for the pieces that don't fit, and in this case, we have this piece that doesn't fit, which is what the universe is doing today as far as accelerating. We're trying to chip away at that observationally to see if we can learn something more about it and hopefully add some more pieces to the puzzle.
And I guess the latest tool in chipping away at that is this BOSS, the Baryonic Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey. How does that work? What is it measuring? What is it doing?
Baryon oscillations, what that refers to is really just sound waves. There are different features that we see imprinted upon what we call the large-scale structure of the universe, where large-scale structures really are large-scale structures. So this is when you not just look at what's going on in the Milky Way or the most nearby galaxies, but really the conglomeration of thousands and millions of galaxies in the universe. And they're not randomly distributed, but they actually gravitationally attract one another also, and we see structures on very, very large scales. And there are features in these structures, and some of those features date back to the very early universe. And in particular, one of those features is the propagation of sound waves from when the universe was very young. And so it turns out when the universe was very young, it was very hot. We hadn't formed neutral atoms yet, but it was too hot for the electrons and the protons to combine. So it was just this plasma of protons and electrons and photons. And sound waves could propagate in that medium at something close to the speed of light. there then was the epoch of what we called recombination, when the universe was 380,000 years old, where then those sound waves stopped. And so what happened was that imprinted features at a length scale, that was how far sound waves could travel between the Big Bang and 380,000 years. And that's a length scale that we can see in the early universe. And what we've been able to do recently is then see that feature in the distribution of galaxies today. And so this is something that's new and exciting that we can do, which is to then use this feature of how far sound waves traveled to map out the geometry of the universe over its entire history. So that's exciting. It's something that we've only been able to do recently, because even though this is a very nice ruler that we can compute exactly how long it is, just from first principles in physics, we can compute, you know, in meters how long it is. And there are very few things you can do that with on cosmological scales, but here's something that we can do it with. But that ruler, it's about 500 million light years long. And so even though it's a very good ruler, it's a very big ruler. And it's hard to make a map of the universe that's large enough to even fit one of these rulers inside. But that's what we've done very recently. And we did that first with the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, which was the first three-dimensional map of the universe large enough to fit this ruler. And what we're doing with BOSS is we've rebuilt this telescope and the instruments on the back of that telescope so that we can map this ruler out to larger distances.
Maybe more specifically, what is it looking at, and how is it doing that? Is it doing it in the optical? What is it doing?
Right. So this telescope, it operates in the optical. And what we do is we start by making images of the sky. And that's really just taking pictures with very expensive digital cameras. But that's only a projection of what the universe looks like in two dimensions. And so the real interest is to make a three-dimensional map of the universe. And to do that, what we need to do are get what we call spectra of all the galaxies that we're looking at. And so then we have the system where we put fiber optics at the location of all the galaxies that we're looking at on this telescope, disperse that light through something like prisms so that we can measure so all the features and wavelengths through the optical for each of those galaxies. The galaxies that are further away, they're Doppler shifted because of the expansion of the universe, and we can use those Doppler shifts to then map those into distances. So by getting the spectra of all these galaxies, then we can turn these two-dimensional maps into three-dimensional maps.
How many galaxies will it take for BOSS to be able to get a good picture of this large-scale structure of the universe? What's the goal here?
So the goal is 1.5 million galaxies. And I should say we did map 1 million galaxies with the original Sloan Digital Sky Survey, but those happen to be the very brightest galaxies in the universe. And what we're looking to do now is make a map that goes very much further than that map went. And I should say that that's still less than 1% of the volume of the observable universe.
This large-scale structure of the universe, what exactly is that, and what does that look like to the average person? How would you describe it to someone?
So when you make a map of the galaxies in the universe, it isn't this random-looking map, but your eye really does pick out features, and it picks out features on all scales. So on the smallest scales, you have the Milky Way, our most nearby galaxy, the Andromeda Galaxy. They're interacting with one another gravitationally. So you see this little cluster of galaxies nearby. If you go a little bit further out, we're not alone, and we're associated with some other structures in the somewhat more distant universe. So you can go out and see the Virgo cluster of galaxies, the Coma cluster of galaxies, and then those Virgo and Coma clusters of galaxies in turn are clustered on even larger scales. So it appears that whatever scale we go out to, we still see associations of galaxies with one another.
Are there any early findings from BOSS that you can tell EarthSky about, this Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey?
Right. Well, we only turned this on in September. So our first light was September 14th. And all of these large telescope projects, you turn them on, you get a little bit of data, and not everything works at first. But we are seeing galaxies and other objects called quasars out to the distances that we'd hope that we could. And so all I can really say to date is that the instrument is functioning as it should. It's a very exciting time in astronomy right now because we do have these big unknown questions about both dark energy and dark matter. Yet at the same time, we now have these experiments that we're able to build largely because of the technology that's available to us today, where we think we might be able to get answers to those questions. There were many years where we didn't have these tools available, so I think we're living in a time right now where we are going to make some very dramatic discoveries in the coming decade.
You've been listening to David Schlegel, senior scientist at the Physics Division of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and principal investigator of the Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey, or BOSS. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.